Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Now celebrating 5 years of burning up the airwaves.
If I were the man I was 5 years ago, I'd take a flamethrower to this place.
You're listening to the voice of small business.
This is Dr. Fraser Crane. I'm listening.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after. 800-531-3815. Toll free coast to coast. My website is www.jbsba.com. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Join the over 10,000 people who receive my letter every week on Sunday by email. And all of them loving it, I'm sure, except for those six who ask us to take them off our list, and which we've done, and we don't care about them anymore. But the rest of you guys, we're glad you're here. And I'm glad John Max is with us today, too. John is the author of a number of books, including the one I'm holding in my hand, How to Be Funny. John is a writer for The Tonight Show, for Jay Leno. He's also written for Steve Martin, for Billy Crystal, and Whoopi Goldberg. He's our new friend. John Max, welcome to the show.
It's good to be here, Jim.
It's good to have you back. And tell us where you are, even as we speak.
As we speak right now, I am in Burbank, California. I'm in the Tonight Show office. I'm in an office that's about 4x8 with no windows. They like to keep comedy writers in a very small space.
Well, they want to keep you in your place there, don't they, John?
And throw food over the transom. Yeah. We throw the jokes back over the other side. It works out pretty well.
Do they lock you guys up at night?
Yes,
I heard
it's
that.
About once every 3 weeks, we get a parole, we're allowed to go out and see what the real world's like, and then it's back into the – it's kind of like Hannibal Lecter.
Right, but they do provide you with an infrared light just so you don't get rickets, right?
Anything that can help is that and a little vitamin C, because scurvy, a very bad problem on coming.
Yeah, they throw a couple of oranges over the thing there. John, I'm loving your book, How to Be Funny. Folks, one of the things that is really something to try to accomplish is to be successful in the marketplace and to build humor into it. John, small business owners have all kinds of challenges. We've got a truckload of things that hit us in any given day. When we wake up in the morning, we don't wonder whether something's going to happen that's going to challenge us. We just wonder how many there are going to be and whether one of them is going to take us down or not. And so we got to figure out how to have humor in our lives. Otherwise, it's just not worth it. And I like the approaches that you take in your book, and I want you to share some ideas with us on how we can use humor to our advantage.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's two things to understand about using humor, especially if you're a small business owner. The first is, with all those challenges you have every day, as you say, coming left, right, who knows when, what, you're going to need it for yourself. You're going to need to be able to look at things and be able to laugh and to get you through the situation. And I think we all admire someone who has a sense of humor in those situations, the grace under pressure. I think it's a good, you're a good role model for your employees. You can keep up the spirits there. And, again, when you think about the people you've worked or known for your life, the way you invariably describe them if you come home from work with your spouse and they say, tell me about Bill, and they go, God, he is so funny. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's the first thing you say about how to find him. The second thing is a very practical matter. Funny people are more likable. They are going to have a better relationship with customers. They're going to have a better relationship with suppliers. People are going to want to be able to do things with them and for them, and I think that can help business.
I was just going to say, you also point out in your book that being funny can help us keep from getting beaten up.
That's very, very important. I went to high school in Philadelphia. And essentially, there were two sports there. One was being in the mob, and the other was beating up kids my size. And humor can be, I think, really funny as a way to put somebody off because it changes the topic. It's an interrupt in a good way, in the sense of, the likable kid, the funny person can definitely get you out of a lot of jams. And I use that so many times in my life.
Now, what about the employees out there? Hearing this, you say that humor can help you get a raise. How are we going to do that?
When you come in there, I mean, what's the hardest thing if you're an employee and you're going into the thing is, and you say, boss, I want a raise, and then the invariable thing is they come back and say, well, how much do you want? And for whatever reason, so many people are afraid to come out and just say, I would like another $400 a week, or I'd like to make X amount a year. They stammer, they stutter, they drag it on, and you never get an answer. I find use humor in a situation to define it. So I would come in that situation and say, boss, between us, Bill Gates and I want to make $3 billion and $45,000 this year. right there they understand, okay, you want to raise to $45,000.
Yeah, and you might not get the raise, but at least you'll endear yourself to the boss, right?
There's not even a question about that. And, you know, he could come back then if I were the boss and it was answering, say, he could come back and say, okay, here's the deal. I'm going to raise Bill Gates the other 3,000, keep you where you are.
Right. Yeah, or what I would say is I'm going to raise you to 42. Here's Bill Gates' number. Call him and get the other three from him.
That's exactly, you know, in that case, everybody's happy. Boss got a laugh, you got a raise.
That's right, absolutely. Hey, John, stand by. We're going to take a quick break. Folks, we're visiting with our new friend, John Max. He's a comedy writer for Jay Leno right now. He's in his offices at the NBC studios there in Burbank, California. His book is called How to Be Funny, and it really is an excellent book. Stand by. We'll be right back.
Then you. People call, say, beware, doll. You're bound to fall. You thought they were all. Kidding you.
We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I want to remind you, coming up in the hour straight ahead, Joan Pride, senior editor with the Kiplinger Editors, will be with us. We'll be talking about what's going on in the world, what Kiplinger has to say about what's going on in the world. And I want to remind you, week after next, I will be in Washington, D.C. all week long, broadcasting from five different venues. That's going to be a whirlwind week, but we're going to have a lot of fun. I'm doing a lot of different things, especially with the SBA, and I'll tell you more about that a little bit later on. All these things are just to support and to promote small businesses, and so that's a week and a half from now. And John Max, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest and our new friend. He's the author of How to Be Funny. He's a comedy writer for Jay Leno. And John, the reason I mentioned Washington, D.C., you spent a lot of time in Washington, didn't you?
Years ago, Jim, I used to run political campaigns. And I was
anybody that we would know?
You know, in terms of, there was a bunch of senators and governors, Ray Mabus in Mississippi. There was a guy, Federico Pena, in Denver years ago. I was involved
with. You didn't run Michael Dukakis' campaign or anything, did you?
You know, luckily I managed to not be there back in 1988.
I was going to say, you weren't the guy with the tank. With a tank idea, was you?
But that would have been funny. It
was funny for the Republicans.
Absolutely. And of course, now that I'm out here in California, you know, one of the only few growing small businesses out here is running for governor.
And now, you're not one of the candidates, are you?
What's that?
You're not one of the candidates, are you?
You know something? I made that decision early on that. You know, my mom wanted me to be a success in life, so I decided not to run for California governor.
Okay, that's, you know, for a comic, and especially in your position, writing for one of the top comics, certainly one of the showcase productions on television, the Jay Leno Show, the Tonight Show. This is like money in the bank. I mean, this is like manna from heaven for you, isn't it?
It's
California race.
You know, I guess for comedy, what you like is chaos. In the sense of, if you're a comedy writer, you're looking for things, situations that are out of control. You're looking for, so here you have a situation where you have movie actors running and they're getting eggs thrown at them, at campaign rallies. You have, you know, pornography publishers like Larry Flynn. You have comics like Gallagher. You have a governor with an 8%, you know, favorable rating.
Don't forget the stripper. What's her name?
Yeah, there you go. You have the stripper Mary Carey.
Yeah, that's her.
Who actually has a pretty good platform. I'm very impressed.
Yeah,
I'm going on her website quite a bit to read it.
She's like 105, isn't she?
Yeah, something like that. And here, since everyone takes 5 years off their HE claim, she's only 100.
But, you know, I'll tell you, the show that I would pay money to see, and I think somebody's missing the boat here, John, in California. I just want to say this one other thing, and we'll move on. I want to see the debate between Arianna Huffington and Arnold Schwarzenegger. Just those two on the stage debating each other with their accents and, you know, English is a second language. I would love to see that, and I think somebody's missing the boat as a great reality show.
Oh, they'll have to close caption it into English. I mean, that would be just a great debate.
Hey, let's move on and talk about a part of your book. Oh, by the way, before we go any further, tell us where the book's available, How to Be Funny by John Max.
It's available everywhere nationwide, all major bookstores. You can get it by Simon & Schuster. You can get it at Amazon. You can get it on all the websites, Barnes & Nobles. It's in all the bookstores across the country. It came out officially Tuesday, so it is available everywhere.
You say that people who are funny have more friends. Now, how does that work out?
Well, I mean, everyone wants to be around someone who's fun. I mean, you know, I say there's three ways in life to become popular. It can be rich, be beautiful, or be funny. Well, you know, rich, you know, that's one thing. Beautiful is not really in our hands, but funny is something you can work out and do it. I mean, you know, everyone likes being around witty, entertaining people. It's why, I mean, I have never seen, for example, a picture of Saddam Hussein sitting at the head table of a bar mitzvah. You just don't see that. He's not a fun guy.
All right, well, all right, let's talk about the difference between being fun and being funny.
You know, I guess the best way to describe it is that being fun would be that porn star running for governor. She's considered fun. Being funny is being out there and being able to say something, being make people laugh. I always say that 5% of people are naturally funny, and they go out there and they're comics, they're stand-ups, they're whatever. 15%, they can't be helped. I mean, we all know somebody that no matter what, they just don't get
it. They need to
go ahead. The other 80% of us share the same thing. We observe the same things that funny people do. The difference is they say it and we don't. So I think it's important, you know, if you want to be funny, you have to work at it. You have to go out there and actually say things that come to mind, the common experience we all have, comment on them, know when and when not to say things.
Well, and there are things, there are people who can say things that are funny, and then there are people who say things funny.
Exactly.
And there's a difference, isn't there?
Yeah, there is a difference. And, you know, it's funny things mean, you know, if you say funny things, it means that you have observed something, you've seen the hidden truth in something, there's something that strikes you about what's stupid about the situation, and you're willing to comment it.
Mm-hmm.
The people who can, you know, who say things funny, you know, are those who use certain words, who just because of their personality or their demeanor or their bizarre ability to say things oddly in situations automatically makes you laugh.
I've also found that if you can weave a duck into your story, that always gets a laugh. What is it about a duck?
There are funny words. Hey, words are funny. Chicken, duck. They're always funny words. We always do a thing with when I write for Billy Crystal, who's a good friend and a lot of fun. We always, whenever we're doing a joke, we try to work the word sheet cake into it for some reason. It's just a word, you know, and you say the words, you know, Marlon Brando for breakfast had a brisket and a sheet cake. It just gets a laugh.
It's just ridiculous. It's something that's just absurd. And you're right, that does get a laugh. But you know, some people just can't pull that off. What do you say, that's 15%?
I'd say about 15% of people are just chronically unfunny.
This is research you've done, right? The 15%?
This is a very, very important. This research is documented by the same people who work at the IRS.
When we come back, folks, we're gonna find out how humor specifically can help you in your small business. It's 10 Till, having more fun than the law allows with our new friend John Max. His book is called How to Be Funny. It's available wherever fine books are sold and two places where they're not so fine. We're back at 7 Till, having a lot of fun with our new friend, John Max, who is the author of How to Be Funny, and he's the guy who could write this book, folks, because that's how he makes his living. He's a professional comedy writer for some of the biggest names in the business, including his regular gig there in Burbank, California at the NBC studios on the Tonight Show with Jay Leno, and John Max is the one of the writers there, And I don't know, are you the chief writer? Are you the top writer there, John?
No, it's, you know, the way it works is Jay acts as the head writer. And
oh, he's the head. Oh, yeah, we can't one-up that guy, can we?
Absolutely. You know, so we all work for the man.
Yeah, exactly. How many writers are there?
You know, it's I'd say, you know, right now I think we have about 15. We write, you know, between all of us, about 1,200 jokes a day.
Wow.
And Jay reads everyone. And narrows that down from 1,200 to 100 to about the 20 he's going to use in the monologue.
People don't realize how much work goes into that one-hour production, do they?
It really is amazing.
What, an eight-minute monologue or so, actually.
Exactly. So essentially what you're doing is you got 1,200 jokes or 1,500 jokes being narrowed down to 20. So I get rejected about, you know, 98% of the time.
Well, as long as the paycheck keeps coming, that's the main thing.
Absolutely.
John, here's the thing. Let's talk about being funny in business for a second. I believe that the key to being funny successfully is to always be prepared in an instant to laugh at yourself. because you never know whether what you're going to say is going to work or not. Because, you know, we don't have writers. We have to do this on our own. If we have something we'd like to say funny, if it bombs, you got to be able to laugh at yourself. Otherwise, you're going to look like a fool, aren't you?
Exactly. I mean, you know, and that's what I always say is that self-deprecating humor, you know, which is more active about, you know, yourself, or being able to laugh at yourself, which is more reactive to a situation, is a way to bond. It's a way to identify.
You know,
remember,
Johnny,
when you're out there, if you're talking to your employees, by definition, you know, as a small business owner, you're more powerful than them.
Mm-hmm.
And one way to identify and to have everyone be on the same level is to let them know, listen, we're all in this together. Right now I've got the microphone, or right now, you know, I may be the boss, but we're all going to leave the world the same way. So, you know, share something about them. I always make fun of the obvious if you're well known by people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, say something, let them know, tell them a fact about yourself so you can make fun of it. I actually give Arnold Schwarzenegger, actually, one of our governor candidates, but Arnold's a very good, motivational speaker. He gives a great joke he opens up by. He says that, you know, he's lived the American dream, and he's proof that any immigrant can come here and become rich simply by working hard, perseverance, and marrying a Kennedy. You know, and it's a way of kind of saying, okay, yes, here I am, but we can all identify I've laughed at myself.
Yeah, I know a guy who's from a publishing empire, and he said, I made my money the old-fashioned way, nepotism.
Yeah, exactly. You know, the other thing, as I said, is that Joan Rivers, did a joke the other day. She went on and on TV, and obviously she'd had some, how should we say in Hollywood, had some more work done.
A little work, yeah, nip it a touch.
And she just said that she handled by saying that her grandkids now call her Nanny Newface. You know, okay, it's addressing the obvious,
right,
and it brings everyone in, and I think that can be useful in everyday life, and obviously as a small business owner is having you identify with your customers and your
right.
employees.
Well, exactly, and the thing is, the trick is being able to do it in such a way that everybody has fun, but nobody gets made fun of.
Exactly. Remember, I always say make fun of yourself, someone fictional, or someone more powerful than yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Never make fun of someone down.
Say that again.
Yeah, always make fun of someone of yourself, someone fictional, you know, your Aunt Mary.
Like the duck.
Yeah, exactly, the duck. Or make fun of someone more powerful than yourself. You know, that's why it's always safe to make fun of the President of the United States, whoever
right.
they are. But never make fun down. If you're the boss, don't make fun of the secretary. You know, if you're, you know, the assistant manager, don't make fun of the stock boy. Because that's just mean then. Then you're a bully, then you're not funny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And if you can learn how to do that, especially if you learn how to can learn how to use humor on yourself to elevate those who are under you, so to speak, that's when you become classy, isn't it?
Absolutely. One, it's classy. It's also you're buying permission then mm-hmm. to then go on and talk about other things. You've shown, hey, listen, here I am, you know, in the sense of, you know, you're opening yourself up to them. It's inviting them into your world, and then you're buying permission to talk about whatever you want to talk about.
John, I got 20 seconds. Last thoughts.
Last thoughts are, buy the book, otherwise Simon & Schuster would be mad for me not saying that. And the most important thing is go out there, read the newspaper, have fun, make fun of something funny out there, and enjoy life.
And what time does the Tonight Show come on tonight?
We're on at 11:35.
Yeah, Eastern Time.
You bet.
Thanks, John.
You bet. Take care.
John Max, ladies and gentlemen. Will you come back again and do this another day?
Absolutely, Jim. Love it.
John Max, ladies and gentlemen. M-A-C-K-S is how you spell his last name. If you're typing that into the search engine, the book is called How to Be Funny, and it really is. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, because without your courage, hard work, devotion to your dreams, America would not be the greatest entrepreneurial country in the world. This is Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.